Hey, it's Beth here, over 65 and talking, episode 271. This is the blue hair trolls. Hollywood calls us blue hairs. I love trolls, so there you have it. Okay, I saw two movies, so you don't have to, but I'm going to tell you what's up. Okay, I saw The Eternals. I was in a theater packed with children. I guess they were homeschooled or it was a school trip or something, because I like to go to early shows where no one is there because of COVID. I used to love to go when it was packed, but this was a good thing because I needed to see this. Okay. The movie was done by Chloe Zhao. Oh, she's Chinese. She did Nomad Land, Oscar winner. So what? I didn't get the story. It was boring. Okay. So Oscar, you know, Oscar winning stars, Angelina's in it. They got a whole bunch of buzz about it, right? It's terrible. It's Netflix worthy. Okay? Here's the best review I could find. Okay. Good without being great. Is that where we are now? Am I supposed to be excited about that? Pay good money for that? The kids were bored, okay? I'm thinking about you for Thanksgiving. What are you going to do when you get tired of watching football? You want to take them to the movies? The kids were asking for refills on their food. This was one of those restaurants with the Barca loungers. Lots to do. They were all getting refills. They were all going to the bathroom. They were hardly watching this movie. It was for them. Oh my gosh. And then it has this beware sex scene where finally Marvel characters have sex for the first time ever. Tepid. I mean, daytime TV. Worse than. I don't even know if they'll see it. They'll be so busy getting refills and going to the bathroom. There was nothing about this movie that was any good. Okay, when you see this, this is a health tip, okay? When you see a review that goes resulting in tonally inconsistent narrative with a few too many distractions along the way, that means it's horrible. And they bury that in the third paragraph because they want to put Oscars, they want to put stars, they want to say it's pretty. Okay, it was kind of pretty or historic. It didn't make any sense. Save your money. Do it on Netflix if you got to do it. Maybe some grandkid sleeps over. Probably he'll sit there if it's real late. Started at 8 o'clock. He'll probably sit through the whole thing and it's long. 2.5 hours of what the heck is happening. So I was really disappointed because I was just hoping to have a good time. I wanted escapism. I couldn't escape. It was like Escape from Alcatraz. I couldn't do it. So, and no kids were happy. They weren't talking about it afterwards. They were all, you know, jumping around in their little seats. So forget that. Okay, the second one is supposed to be a really good family feel-good movie called Belfast. And it's from Kenneth Branagh. And he's an Oscar winner. You know, when they say Oscar winner, they're relying on that to get you in your seat. Because this one had a unique problem. He was the writer-director. He's a very powerful guy. Nobody can say, hey, Kenneth, terrible script, let's work on it. Okay, so it's from his childish point of view. This is his own life story. He's in Belfast. He's on the street. He's Protestant. The Protestants get rough and kick all the Catholics off the street. So that's kind of an interesting change up, okay? But it's all from his point of view. And his brother does some bad things for the Protestants. We don't know what happens to him. There's this huge violent scene in the beginning. There's nothing else that ever happens. And all the reviews say it's from his point of view. I get it. But what does a kid know? You see the parents, they're fighting. Then they've made up. No conversation. I mean, my first agent, Gary Salt, greatest guy in the world, not here anymore, said, if you open up a can of beans, you have to eat it. There were beans all over this place. It was horrible. I mean, spilled beans everywhere. Okay, so it was frustrating because you don't know what's going on. You see this cop with the mother, and outside they're saying he was there for a long time. You don't know what happened with the cop and the mother. You're looking at it from this dumb 8-year-old's eyes. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't even know what he's looking at. It was very, very frustrating. But, you know, Judi Dench is in it. And Kieran Hines is in it. And they do a remarkable job as the grandparents. Okay. So, and his little scenes in the school are very cute too. It's cute. The mother and father are gorgeous. It's got some moments, but there's no story there. There's no there. Now, that's what everybody is saying. But, you know, it's Kenneth Branagh, and it's very well done. They really do recreate the time and all that, but nobody even has a conversation in this movie. You're having a conversation with an 8-year-old. They don't know what you can't talk to them. So, very frustrating. Everybody's in that boat, and I get it. Okay, so, there's a personal gripe that I have, because if you take your family over Thanksgiving to see this movie, you're going to have made all the food. You're going to be buying all the tickets, all the popcorn, all the everything. There is something that happens in this movie that is so upsetting to me. Okay, so they have to leave to go to London. Judi Dench is married to her husband. They're very close. The husband dies. She's alone in this house on this very same street that is war-torn, tragic, hard to get to the grocery store, hard to get everything. They're going to leave her there. The little boy has a girlfriend who's a Catholic in his class. He goes to visit her, gives her flowers, and is very upset and tells her he's going to come back. Okay, so we see the bus leaving, and first thing is, there was another bus scene in this movie, and the father is leaving the mother for 2 weeks of work in London. He's on the bus in the front, waving to her, getting to the back of the bus, waving more and more and more. I love you, I love you, I love you. Okay, so the last scene, we see a bus again, right? All right. Judi Dench is in front of her house. It's a third of a block down. No, it's like four houses down. The bus is there. They're on this bus. The family, the two kids, the two parents are on this bus, and they're not even waving at the grandmother. They leave the grandmother in Belfast during this tumultuous time. Her husband's dead. Winter's coming. Jon Snow would never do that. I'm sitting in this theater, and the mother is saying, go, like heroically. I'm like, I would be furious if I were her. Can't you even just wave at me? That's the last scene of the movie. I'm like, what's going to happen to Judi Dench? Oh my God, she's not Judi Dench in this movie. She's just a woman who's just lost her husband. She probably doesn't know how to even, you know, fire up the furnace. It's just like, how could this son leave her? So and he doesn't even see it. Like, that's just not important to anyone. It's not in any review. No one's mentioned it but me. But you watch this thing on Netflix, and you'll see this scene, and it's just chilling, because they don't even look out the window at her while she's watching the bus go away. That's the grandmother. It's so much more important than the little girl in school. And it wouldn't kill you to look out the window and wave. And the son doesn't say, you know, Mom, I'm coming back for you. I'll get some money. I'm coming back for you. We have no scene like that. It's abandonment on a terrible street in Belfast of this old woman who's all alone. Oh my God, my personal nightmare. My personal nightmare. So, you know, you're probably going to be exhausted during Thanksgiving. See something else. This is not a feel-good family movie if you're over 65. It didn't feel good to me. So, not the last scene. And Judy sold it too when she was saying go. I mean, she looked so abandoned. And she was like, save yourselves. But I don't know why they couldn't take her along. The bus wasn't full. They're getting a nice big house with a big garden in London. I'm like, really? You cannot find a place for your mother? You're going to leave her in this hellhole with barbed wire everywhere and guns everywhere? That's what happened. So, you know, we're not crazy. We're not crazy. You'll see it too. I just want to prepare you, but it is not the family feel-good movie. You're going to be exhausted after making the turkey, cleaning up the kitchen, doing all the work, and then you're going to get in the car, pay for the tickets, sit there, and have this happen to you? With Judi Dench? Don't do it. Don't do it. Save yourself. It'll just make you upset. So, you know, I don't know what movie you should see. I can't find one. So maybe some Disney movie, something like that. Just stay away from this one. Do it alone, and you'll be better off. That's all I've got. I thought I was going to be having some good stuff. I was going to do Spencer with Kristen Stewart, but I'm not in the best of moods, and I know that one's depressing. I mean, I don't walk in the door knowing it's depressing. I just get depressed, ambushed. But that one is depressing, so I'm not doing it. So, anyway, sorry I couldn't find a winner. And I'll just keep trying. The trolls and I are getting really exhausted. I would say 2.5 trolls for the second one, the Belfast, which was actually bell long. It wasn't even long, but it felt long. Wait, I'm not gonna do some Solomon thing with a troll. That's murder. 2 trolls for Belfast, bell long, and nothing for the other one, nothing at all. So I'll be back. I'll keep going to the movies, but it's getting kind of sketchy out there. I will talk to you later. Thanks. Bye-bye.